the healthcare industry reforming itself? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yes, the healthcare industry is talking about cutting its own costs, and not by just a little, but by an annual average of $2,500 for a family of four, which, if it worked, would be just enough to eliminate the federal government's $2 trillion budget deficit in 10 years. Now, isn't that a weird coincidence? But even weirder is who's making this offer. Trade associations representing hospitals, doctors, drug companies, the union representing nurses, and most astonishing of all, America's health insurance plans. The same insurance group that put up the Harry and Louise ads that helped kill the Clinton plan 15 years ago. But now they're on board too. And amazingly, their proposal to slow the increase in health care costs 1.5% a year exactly matches the goal the Obama administration set. It makes you wonder, if the health industry was willing to come together all on its own to control health care costs, why is it doing it now? We've had at least 15 years of healthcare laissez-faire, and now suddenly 110 days into an administration accused of socialism for announcing it was going to reform healthcare, the industry says we can do it all by ourselves. I say get it in writing. Barack Obama must exercise some weird supernatural fascination over the healthcare lobby. At the White House Correspondents' Dinner over the weekend, I frankly thought he was just joking.
That my next 100 days will be so successful, I will be able to complete them in 72 days. And on the 73rd day, I will rest.
You know, I think he may be serious. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.